Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Hi, friends. We are celebrating 200 episodes by doing a whole episode where we look back at our favorite moments of the show. And to do that, we need a little help from you. We want to hear your favorite moments from Best Friends. Was it when we wondered about chickens? When we gushed over the TV show You with Penn Badgley? When we decided to name Nicole's future child Deuteronomy? Or any other moment of the show? Leave us a voicemail at 424-645-7003. Or you can email us at nicoleandsashir@gmail.com and share with us what your favorite moment has been and why. And if you say what episode it is or even give a timestamp, Kimmy on the keys will be so grateful and will love you forever. We can't wait to hear from you and listen on the show. Hey, everyone. This week, we are releasing another great episode of Best Friends Friends. This time, it's our good friend, Jacob Wysocki. I love Jacob so much. I worked with him for 2 years on Lucy Exactly Nicole, which is a show on MTV that 8 people watched, but we did get 2 seasons. Honestly, I'm pretty proud of it, and it still holds up. He's still one of the funniest people I know. So have a little listen. We'll be back very soon with classic Best Friends episodes, but in the meantime, enjoy our conversation with Jacob. This is an episode of Best Friends Friends.
Yeah, where we talk to our friends.
Yes,
and in today, addition to talking to each other like we do all the time.
We decided to add a third, like most couples do when it's getting stale. Our guest today, you know him from Unfriended, Loosely Exactly Nicole, huge on ABC Family. It's Jacob Wysocki! Hi.
Hello. Hello. You picked the true cream of the crop of the old IMDb credits there, huh?
Well, Unfriended is all... Wasn't that a whole movie shot on Zoom?
It was... At the time, Skype was the superior, but yes.
So you were ahead of the time.
So, absolutely. I'm a trendsetter. I knew the trends.
We were saying how someone will probably make a movie on Zoom.
It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. The people, the way in which people are getting creative is good and really bad.
Yes, I agree. A lot of people are like doing some cool stuff that it's very funny. And I'm like, wow, just give them some time and they're doing cool stuff. And people are doing really bad things.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you just needed like 4 to 5 extra hours every day to like focus and be creative. Mm-hmm. And then other times you're like, you need a hobby, dude. You need to fill those 4 to 5 hours. Yeah.
I have not been creative. Yeah. I have truly not done a thing. I've just been not smoking a lot of weed, but I've got this like weed oil that I've just been putting under my tongue and having the time of my life at night. There's such a long delay.
Your screen was frozen for a while. I couldn't even see you moving. And it was so slow. I was like, is she high right now? What's happening?
No, what's not high right now.
Yeah, that's brave of you to be honest.
Thank you. Are you high right now, Jacob Wysocki?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's 3:00 on a Wednesday. Like, I've done all I need to do. I also woke up with a very, very tight lower left back. And I, you know, I did some stretches and I took some Advil and some ibuprofen, and I'm, you know, wasn't really feeling any relief. So I had to get into it for the medicine.
Yes, right. For the medicinal purposes.
This was a medicinal high. I'm not tripping. I'm not grooving to tunes. I'm purely just using it for my body. I'm just therapeuticizing myself.
Mm-hmm.
Not grooving to tunes.
I have mushrooms in my home.
Take them.
And yeah, well, my man and I were like, oh, one of these days we should, but I don't know if we're gonna go somewhere or if we're gonna sit in our living room. Like, I want to go somewhere, but I also don't want to
break the rules.
There's also like there aren't a ton of public park spaces that we can be in where I want to feel safe. Like, we're near Echo Lake, but I don't want to be tripping there. It's dirty.
No. Yeah, it's that's dirty. A dirty place.
Honestly, I say
it is dirty.
Just trip in your living room. I did that a couple nights ago and I had a great time. My trees were talking to me. They were trying to hug me, and I kept laughing, brilliant. Being like, you can't hug me, you're a tree. I stared at my wallpaper for a little bit. Yes. No, this was me sober. I was like, trees don't hug. No, I took some shrooms and had a great time.
Well, I was just like, what is this weed oil? Where can I get this weed oil?
Oh, no, this is shrooms.
Yeah, I think if you want to do it, you kind of have to prepare that it's going to be an inside trip. Mm-hmm. Maybe with, oh, I'm so sorry. How embarrassing.
That's your ringtone?
I think you got to anticipate. Yeah. I don't care about that stuff.
It's a true ring.
Yeah, that's wild.
Look, can we drop it?
Sashir, what's your ringtone?
What's the problem? Leave me alone.
Wait, Sashir, what's your ringtone?
Oh, I guess the ring on my phone is a phone ring. Like a ring, ring. But what? Yeah. But my text is from the jungle. It's like,
I was going to say like a growl.
No, it's like a jungle drums or something like that. I can't remember what it's called.
No, I know what it is. Hold on. Let me find it.
Please.
Wait, is it called drums?
Maybe. I can't remember exactly.
Oh, pull it up. Let's hit the archive.
I'm trying.
I don't know if I can pull up on my phone while I'm recording. Probably not. I don't want to jinx it.
Well, look at it and tell me what it's called and I'll play it. This is the content people want. Here's my ringtone.
They want to be at home. A tornado sound?
What? Yeah.
It doesn't sound great on Zoom.
Oh, it doesn't? Oh, dang. It's Cher.
I don't know about this one, Nicole.
You don't like Cher? And then my text message tone is Livin' La Vida Loca.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. and, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Okay, what did I miss? I was gone for 10 full minutes, restarting my fucking modem.
We're talking about birthdays and how they might have to be inside, because all we're doing is inside. You know, mine's coming up.
I know, because it's sequential. It's the number of the month. The day is your birthday. That comes right after the number of the month. And that's how I remember.
Yeah.
What? Wait, what?
You can say it.
Oh, you want the people to know your birthday? It's May 6th.
It's online.
5/6.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, it's sequential. Wait, Jacob, when's your birthday? I see.
Yes. When's June your birthday? 20th.
June 20th.
That's not sequential. That's one number and then a whole gap of numbers to get to 20. Mm-hmm.
Just about 14, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
You both have in her head.
Slowly taking the time to
I
count.
I definitely was. I did. I took the time. You are correct. That is good math. 14.
I had a buddy. My buddy had his birthday over quarantine, and he just did a 12-hour Zoom call, and had certain things like this at this time we're doing this and this time we're doing this, but was just kind of like bop in, bop out, say hey, leave, and okay. That was like his. That was the vibe.
I guess that's good, rather than like a whole bunch of people all together. I don't know. Who knows anymore?
Yeah, I think it should be like office hours where you're like from, you know, 5 to 5:30. I'll talk to my college friends from 5:30 to 6. I'll talk to my comedy friends or whatever. I'll talk to my family from 6 to 7. Just so it's not like a cacophony of people or just a bunch of people on mute who are like, I don't know how to jump in there because I don't know these people. But, you know, people are figuring it out.
Yeah, it's like everybody's at an improv jam for the first time.
Are you guys going to have Zoom birthdays if we're still under quarantine in May and in June?
I don't think so.
I'll probably, I've been hosting Zoom karaoke every Friday.
Is this true?
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Please, you guys should come. It's really cool.
Whoa.
Yeah, you like have Zoom, and then there's like a thing on, you have another browser that links up YouTube tracks, so you can all hear the music at the same time.
And, how did you figure that out?
I just Googled, like, can I do karaoke over Zoom? And somebody was like, in a Reddit thread, was like, I've been having the best time doing remote karaoke. and I just stole it. And now I do it every
week. Is it like everyone sings at the same time? Or is everyone on mute and one person is singing and everyone's like jamming out to it?
Exactly. It's everybody's on mute. If you're not singing, you're muted. And then they sing. And I've created like a log in the chat where it's like each number means something. And so people like spam the chat where it's like one is for support and like, cause you can't clap or anything. So it's like one is like how you clap and like eight, you know, eights are take a shot and like nines if somebody is playing like with a real instrument. Like we've orchestrated this like weird like language within it that lets you feel like you're participating. And then when people aren't singing, people are like chatting and stuff.
That's cool.
And I just am a DJ. I just play a DJ man with a fake mustache.
That's nice.
You put on a fake mustache over your mustache?
It's a whole character. It's a whole character that I'm doing. He's beaming from space. His name is Large Jake. He's in a spaceship. He's trying to get away from COVID. Like, so he's orbiting space.
This Great. Makes so much sense. I love it. But like, why does he keep coming back if he's trying to avoid Corona?
He's beaming his himself from space. He's in his spaceship.
Oh, okay. I thought he was like coming down.
I don't want to talk about like karaoke. I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to have to do a character beat sheet on like a guy I do for fun. It's not Maude. I feel like I'm like trying to like tell John Flynn like why a character weird.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to understand your character's motivation.
Dude, I promise. You put me in the wig and you put me in front of the audience. They'll laugh. Who cares? I'm funny.
All right. You're right. You are. You're very funny. I want to come to karaoke.
Please. We're doing it Friday, 8:30. I'll send you guys all the info.
Yeah, please.
All right. What a treat. Something to look forward to.
That's what it is for me. It's just like I have this thing that I do and it feels normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I imagine I'll do something like that for my birthday if I have to be here. Something
that sounds
easy
nice.
And short.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope to not be in quarantine for my birthday because my birthday is all the way in August.
Yeah, that'd be a long time for all of us to be inside.
Yeah, it's April now.
Hey, it could happen. I think we need to mentally prepare for it. I think it's like best for everybody's mental health to just go worst case scenario and be pleasantly surprised when it's like, oh, it's June 10th. We're out, baby.
Yeah.
You know
what? Like, we're here till November.
Did you say, you know what?
I did. Nicole? And then
Nicole.
Yeah. It's just, there's this delay. It's really hard. I said, you know what? And then no one heard me. And then I stopped talking because I was like, they're not going to hear me say, you know what, for a while. And then I forgot what I was trying to say because I started thinking too hard.
Should we maybe answer some questions?
Yeah, let's do that since a conversation is fucking impossible on Zoom.
All right. Jacob, we have people call in or email friendship questions. So we'll just like go through a few and answer to the best of our ability.
Sounds awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hello. So I have this friend and we've known each other for about 8 years. We've been really good friends. We have some really similar interests. Like she's very spiritual. She's an amazing person and, we both share an interest in travel. We went to Montreal a couple of years ago. We were only there for 3 days and we ended up getting into this like really crazy fight. Actually a number of them. And, anyway, when we got back, we didn't end up speaking for 2 months And I just feel like, yeah, it kind of like put a block in our friendship a little bit. But anyway, we ended up like, reconnecting and becoming friends again. And like, I really love her. She's like an amazing person. But now we are planning a trip to Mexico where we're going to backpack and stay in hostels and stuff like that. And we're going to be gone for 2 months, which is a lot longer than 3 days. So I just am fearful, I guess, of this, I don't know, arguments and stuff like that. We both have very different fighting styles or arguing styles. She's a lot more confrontational and kind of like attacks my personality when we fight, whereas I'm more like, let's just discuss the issue. But yeah, so I don't know how we're going to fare for 2 months in Mexico, just being alone with each other, but I guess I just kind of wanted some advice on how to maybe set boundaries or, I don't know, kind of a healthy way to have communication between the two of us so that when we need space, we can communicate that to the other person and get the space that we need while we're on the trip, but also still be a team and like work together and make sure that we survive 2 months together in Mexico. But yeah, I hope our friendship lasts after this because, I mean, yeah, 3 days in Montreal equaled a few months of no contact between the two of us. And yeah, I'm just like a little worried. Anyway, love the podcast. You guys are awesome. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay. Can I want to just clarify some, like, we're not being, we're like actually trying to help.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, actually.
I mean,
okay, but you not trying to help, what would you say?
If I'm not being helpful, if I'm like not actually answering his question but taking in the data, I'm like, I don't know if you guys are friends. Just like based on the just like based on the linguistics of the conversation where he's like, we have a lot in common, one thing, she's amazing and we travel. It's just not very, I don't know, just not very like explicit, not very passionate, just sort of like, I know this person and this person's, like we have different argument styles. Like, I don't know, all that stuff just makes it feel like what's the actual connection here? And
well, maybe they're not that close. Maybe they are friends and they're trying to be closer, but this new travel venture for them might be rough. But also traveling is hard in general with people, with a family member, with your best friend, with your loved one, like your significant other. Like, people just have different traveling styles in general and may not necessarily be the same person that you see day to day at home in a different country. So that's going to be rough regardless. Kudos for trying to travel again after having a rough time in Montreal for 2 days. I don't know if I would have jumped to 2 months, but you know, who knows? Could be good, could be bad, don't know. But at least you're aware of it. And I definitely think communication would help. Just like maybe even talking before you leave, like, hey, just so we don't run into what happened in Montreal. Because I wonder if they even talked about what happened in Montreal. If they did, hopefully, you know, if they're both aware, like, we didn't have a good time in Montreal, hopefully you could be comfortable enough to bring it up and be like, look, I don't want another one of these. Can we talk about what happened and see, like, what we can do for the next 2 months to not run into a situation where we're not talking to each other or being passive aggressive or arguing over little things when we're just trying to have fun? I think it could be helpful.
I'm with Jacob. I don't know if they're friends. Because, what was it, 2-3 days? That's nothing. I can spend 2-3 days with someone I don't really like and be fine. You spent 2-3 days together and you got into like an explosive argument where you didn't talk for 2 months?
Yeah.
Why would you want to be with that person for 2 months or whatever? Like, that's crazy. You didn't talk for the duration of time that you want to spend together backpacking? Backpacking is even harder. That's like walking with shit on your back. And you don't want two types of baggage. Wow. Can I just say that the delay really made the delivery of that joke sad?
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was no. like,
I will have to say, if we are wrong, if Nicole and I are wrong, Sashir hit it on the head, where it's like, you just have to do that dirty work of being like, okay, how do we make it good? And it's always awkward to open yourself up like that. But once you do it, the runway is there.
Yeah. Because even if they aren't actually good friends, they are still going on this trip. Tickets, it sounds like tickets are bought. They are going. So they do have to talk at some point about how to make this comfortable for both of them. So
do you think hopefully... they started the trip and then Corona came? Are they going to have to spend more than 2 months together?
Yeah, are they still in Mexico?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we don't know when we got this voicemail.
Yeah, I want more information. I want to know what the fight was about, and I want to know when this trip was going to happen.
Yeah, or hopefully the trip hasn't happened yet, and they can cancel it, and this person who called in can maybe find a friend that they like to go on a different future trip with. Yeah, I definitely wouldn't take the 2-day trip in Montreal as evidence that we can definitely do 2 months together.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Bad odds.
Let's do another.
Another question. Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I'm this person, 22, and I live in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Ooh, international. Okay. So I have two female, this is important, trust me, best friends. We know each other for 16 years, and we were always very united. We love each other so much, and I know I can trust them. I've always been the type of person who likes to study, and I consider myself a little smart. I'm always the first one in a group to get into university, and I'm almost finished with my computer science degree. And here's the thing. Some months ago, I started feeling a lot like the third wheel in this relationship. My two best friends started hanging out a lot without me, and I know why. I'm a very busy person. I go to uni full time. I have an internship and a lab. I'm in the university's robotics team. I organize technological events and stuff. Very busy. And I'm not mad that they hang out without me. Actually, I feel the opposite. I like it because I know I don't have much free time and I want them to have a good time. I didn't mean to rhyme. Okay. Your time with time. But about a month ago, they started basically living together. We live in the same neighborhood, but quite far away. Neighborhoods in Brazil are different than the US, and I started feeling like an outsider. We don't hang out anymore. We barely talk. We never see each other anymore. And I hate it because I love them so much, and I don't want to feel like an outsider with them, as I feel with my mom and sister. See, that's why it was important to say that they're females. How to avoid that feeling, even though it is your own fault because you don't have the time you wish you could give them. Thanks a lot. Can you read that, Nicole?
You amo vocês.
Great. Great podcast, girls. Okay, thanks. Okay, so basically this person's very busy at school. Their two friends started hanging out without them, and they feel bad, but not really, because they want them to be happy.
Yeah, and I think maybe too much time has passed where they're hanging out without them, and now it's starting to hurt their feelings. I think you got to talk. You got to just, like, text and like, be like, once a week, we hang out. If that's like every Thursday, we go do something, that's what we do. I think you just have to like set a rule, like not set a rule, but be like, I would love to see you guys like once a week. Can we please like do cocktails on Thursday?
Yeah.
And you got to talk to them.
Yeah, because they don't know your schedule. You know your schedule. You know, like every Saturday, I'm free. And so make plans with them and hopefully they will... they will live up to that, but...
I said Thursday. Was there something wrong with Thursday? Because you changed it to Saturday.
Well, sometimes Thursday is a school night, so maybe they have classes on Friday, you know?
Okay. Fair. Jacob, what do you think?
I think if he sets up like a time, it'll make them feel important and wanted. And maybe that's what's creating the distance, is they're just, you know, if somebody's not reaching out, then I think a lot of people assume that they don't need it, even though people do. I know I can sometimes be like that person that's like, I'm not going to reach out. And if it comes to me, I'll be super happy. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to seem, mm-hmm. I don't want to seem needy or something. So maybe that's why they're not doing it. I also think there's a version of this where it's just like, you know, they say like, you switch friend groups every 7 years. Maybe you're just like in a time in your life where you're separating yourself from people with different likes and different dreams and different like wants. And like, this is just a growing pain.
What?
I never heard that.
People switch friend groups every 7 years.
That's like some like, you know, kind of basic like psych 101 thing that I feel pretty confident is at least at one point was good data. But yeah, I think it's like, like you end up kind of like circulating different friend groups every 7 years.
Interesting.
Think about it like elementary school into middle school and then, you know, high school into college. Like those are probably two very definitive different friend groups in your mind.
Yeah.
And then college into your late 30s, you know?
So, Shira, are you going to get rid of me soon? Has it been seven years?
It's past 7 years. We're past due.
Typically, that's it's not usually on an individual basis. It's like a larger group scale. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean.
Oh, no. My God. Oh, my God.
It came out bigger than I thought it would.
It was very big and piercing.
Sorry. It's sorry. Okay. Sorry about it.
But I don't know.
This is the best episode.
Happy to be here for this one. Yeah? But it just might be growing pains. It could just be in like you. He's in the best position because he's not like these two people seem like on an island together, and he's in like a place that's bountiful with people who have similar interests and similar desires as his. So you might just have to do that difficult work of making new friends and
yeah. Make some university friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they said, brought up that they're women. These two friends are mm-hmm. women, and also they feel distant from their sister and mom as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing? Or is that just like a reason this person's like, oh, maybe they're girls, they don't want to hang out with me.
Yeah, Jacob, are you close to your mom? Like when she's off from her job at Hertz, do you hang out with her?
Me and my mom are very close. Yeah. I think we've been talking like almost every day in quarantine.
Oh, wow.
For the most part. Yeah.
So maybe it's a Brazilian thing.
Maybe.
I think it could just be like they recognize like a disproportionate relationship that's closer to them. And this is sort of mimicking it. And so they're trying to like, they're trying to connect patterns. They don't necessarily have to be connected, but you know, we want to create patterns in our like cognitively. So yeah. It could just be like, these two things are the same. Or you just like, don't know how to be friends with women or didn't learn properly. Or I don't know, man.
I love that you've become one with the couch as time has gone on.
My back hurts so bad and I couldn't.
Oh no.
I couldn't sit upright anymore.
Do you have a foam roller?
I do have a foam roller.
Do you roll out your IT band?
You mean like that hip zone, like that sciatica zone? Is that the IT band?
Yeah, from your knee to your butt on the side.
Oh, I don't. I should. I think that's what's happening.
You should roll that out, and that will definitely help your lower back.
Awesome.
I promise you almost instantly. And then it'll start hurting again. You just have to, like, do it every day.
Okay. I'll try it after this. I promise. Ladies, you have my word.
I feel like you're lying to me. I feel like you're going to close your eyes as soon as we're done and go right to sleep.
Cross my heart, hope to die.
Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member, you'll know a thing or two about an expertly packed capsule wardrobe that balances business and leisure. So you can go from conference sleek to cocktail party chic with a few new accessories. You can hustle from 9 to 5 before exploring with ease from 5 to 9. Because you're the chief excursion officer. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/business.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order.
What do you think? Should we do one more question?
Yeah, let's do one. Uno más question. Jacob gave me the thumbs down on my accent or the question?
Oh, you know.
Yes.
On the my accent.
Uno más question.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I just want to say that I absolutely love the podcast. I've been listening this entire past 2 months, and it really gets me through my commutes and my days, and I just love you both. And yeah, so with my question or, I don't know, dilemma, whatever, I have this really good friend. We met working at a store, and it was a few years ago, and we got really close, and he was married and then ended up cheating, going through divorce, and I was kind of there for him through all of it, and he's the kind of person that would always ask for my advice, but then never listen to it, and then kind of come back to me with all the problems that kind of came with his bad decisions. And it came to the point where I was constantly giving him advice, but he never really seemed to be there for me. And then I left for the Peace Corps, and he didn't really seem to understand, you know, whenever I was feeling overwhelmed or just tired, and he kept kind of giving me his problems, but I couldn't handle it. And I would tell him that, and I would try to communicate with him that, like, he's not listening to me, try to, you know, see if he could get better at being more receptive to maybe my life and what I was going through at the time. But he really didn't, and it kind of just started making me really angry to the point where I just stopped answering him. I pretty much ghosted him, if you will. And I'm not sure if, you know, that was really bitchy of me or if I was in the right to kind of just get this person, you know, out of my life who was causing a lot of stress when I was already in a pretty stressful time. So yeah, I'd love your feedback on maybe, I don't know, if maybe I've made the right choice or if there's maybe I should talk to him, because he calls me at least once a month to try to talk to me, but I just ignore it because he never catches me at a good time, and I also just don't really want to talk to him. So, yeah, again, I love you guys so much, and, you know, keep doing what you're doing. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Well, This is hard because we don't really know, like, what she said to communicate that she felt like he wasn't listening to her, if that makes sense. But, I mean, if you did try to communicate that these conversations you were having were unbalanced and this person wasn't listening, then they're not being a really good friend. And that, and it is unbalanced, and that does suck. But I learned in therapy, and I feel like, Nicole, I heard you say this too, that, like, you got to operate from I statements. Like, I feel unheard when you only talk about your situation, or I feel neglected when you're not asking me how it's supposed to, you're not listening to me, you're not doing this, you're being bad, et cetera, et cetera. Because maybe he couldn't hear that. Also, a divorce is a really rough thing to go through as well. So maybe he really didn't have the capacity to actually ask you, which is unfortunate. But yeah, he may not have been able to see other people in the situation. But I don't know. If you did explain as much as you could and it doesn't make you feel good when you guys talk and you don't care to reunite the friendship, then you don't have to answer this person's call. But if you do care, then maybe it's worth having a conversation.
I think that's
very fair. Feel like they fixed it. Like, you don't want to talk to this person, so you don't talk to this person.
Yeah.
But if you do want to fix it, I think you're correct with I statements.
Yeah. I don't know. Observe the person you're talking to. Like, I think I don't want to judge anybody, and I don't want to create blanket statements for behavior, but typically, when somebody cheats in a relationship, there's either a lack of communication or somebody's choosing to be selfish. And both of those things are traits that sound like what she's experiencing as a selfish person who's poor at communicating. So I think you have to, like, evaluate that like, individual and see if that's something that they can, like, grow into being a better version of, or if they're just, that's the type of person they are. They're a grown-ass person and they're not really going to change.
Yeah. And you can change how...
That's very insightful.
Yeah. Did you say you studied psychology? Because I do feel like sometimes I'm in a class when you talk.
I didn't. Yeah. Well, no, I didn't. No, I dropped out of college.
Wow.
You're Hell yeah, smart. Dude. Who needs a degree? Smart.
But yeah, if you do have a desire to keep this person in your life, they don't have to be as close as they used to. They can be like, all right, this is not the person I go to when I need to get things off my chest or vent about something. This is my very chill surface brunch buddy or whatever the thing is. We don't have to be, you know, this is my deep dive friend. You can go somewhere else for that if that is not what your friend's giving you. And that doesn't even necessarily need to be a conversation. You can just show this person through the way you communicate with them that I'm done. You know, we don't have to really get into it. We can chit chat, catch up, and then I will see you later, bro, because I got to have a deep conversation with this friend who will actually listen to me.
Yes.
Yeah. So I hope that works out.
Hey, good luck. Godspeed.
I think, yeah, good luck. Godspeed. May the force be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do one more question.
Hello, Nicole and Sashir. I had a question of friendship ethics come up and would love to know your thoughts. Jacob, you're good at ethics. My friend.
Thank you.
My friend has a private Twitter account he uses to vent his frustration with his job. Wow, really bad idea. With the world, with his partner, etc. I followed it years ago, and I think he forgets I can see it. I'm not active on Twitter usually, but will pop on every month or so if I'm bored. Recently, he and his partner's relationship has been falling apart, and I've been keeping an eye on that account every day to make sure he's okay. I don't react to anything on Twitter, but if I notice things are getting bad, I'll find an excuse to message him and check up on him. If he tells me about something that happened that he'd already posted about on Twitter,
I'll still act surprised and like I haven't already read about it.
This ain't it.
I ended up watching this whole relationship decline and end with a breakup without ever acknowledging that I'd been getting the play-by-play online. Is that fucked up?
Oh, no. Yes.
The main thing I want is to make sure he's doing all right. But sometimes it feels dishonest and voyeuristic to know something before he tells me about it himself. We've been friends for over a decade and have a good relationship. So he does tell me what's going on in person, usually just a little bit later. Should I come clean about reading his posts? Thank you so much for your listening jokes. Y'all bring wow, interesting.
This is dense.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I mean, there's so many things that shouldn't be happening here. This person shouldn't have a Twitter account where they vent their real life frustrations with their relationship and job. Like, journal. Buy a journal. Are you kidding me?
If you're going to have that account, you can't have it accessible to your peer group.
No.
Yeah. No one in your life. Don't tell a single person.
That's so wild. Yeah. And that is strange for this person to creep on that account and not say anything.
It is wild that they look at it every single day, know exactly what's happening in this person's life, get on the phone with this person or see them in person, and then act surprised. That's too much.
And they've been friends for a decade, so I would hope. I mean, I guess you can know someone for a decade and not be close friends, but I would hope that you could be comfortable enough to be like, hey, I saw online something was going on. Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah. I follow your Finsta, you're having a meltdown.
Yeah.
If you say that now, the person who has the fake account or the private account or whatever will be like, wait, all those times they messaged me, was it because they saw my account? And then if they bring it up, then you have to be like, yeah, I've been looking at your account for like years or months now. I think you never tell them. And I think you stop looking at it. And then you just text your friend like a normal person when you think about them.
Yeah, you gotta, yeah. I don't think it's the most healthy option. But sometimes, yeah, I think you just gotta shut the fuck up and bury it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that goes to your grave, man.
But
when you're on your deathbed,
that's earth-shattering. That's earth-shattering to receive. That would make me go insane. And just be like, how many people have seen it? How many of my interactions have been like, it would make me feel nutty.
But I feel like someone does have to tell the Twitter person that they can be seen. There are people in your life who can see this. So maybe you want yourself should maybe hold back on posting all of your thoughts. Some people don't really know how Twitter works.
It really depends if he made it with the intention of was to be singular and unread by others, or if it was like sort of an extension account that doesn't have his name, but all of his buddies also have. That's where that's the gray zone to me. Because if your intention is to be like a secret diary that I can go to and use on Twitter, and people found it, that's so different than if you're like, I got this thing that I sometimes tweet on.
Well, they said it was a private account, which means that person had to accept the follower, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. You're right.
Yes. Oh, then this person, then maybe if they already, if they accepted you and you're following them, then they know you're following them, then I guess you can mention it.
They probably forgot.
It's probably like, like 8 years ago you made this Twitter.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, then I stick with never tell them.
Or maybe like...
It would be...
Maybe don't say I've seen your whole relationship deteriorate on this app, but maybe like, I saw the last tweet and looks like things are bad. Do you want to talk? Or maybe that person will be like, oh shit, who else can see this and...
That person does deserve a check-in with what that Twitter is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that works for me to be like, I saw this recently. I don't think you can't tell them that you watched their relationship like fucking implode.
Yeah, because that would also that's like gaslighting. Like we've mm-hmm. had full conversations and you never mentioned that you already knew this information.
I think the only acceptable way to do that in life is if you start dating somebody and you do a little bit of research, and on that date they mention something you found in research and you act like you've never heard it before because you don't know each other yet. But once you know someone, you can't just be knowing shit about them and pretending like you didn't, unless it's a secret that somebody told you.
Yeah. But if they posted it publicly, well, it's not public, it's private. Ugh.
We need more information. We need to know if this is a private account where you are an accepted follower, or it's their private account that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. That's a good distinction.
So this one, this got to be continued. We need more information.
We need more information.
This is a TBC.
I think you just, like, honestly, the person that engaged with the reading is the most in the wrong. Not that it's right or wrong, but, like, has the most at stake and had the most involvement in the weirdness of it all. And so that's, mm-hmm. like, up to them to contain or divulge.
Yeah.
And it feels just weird enough that you can contain.
Yes.
It feels utilitarian.
You're doing everybody a service by just keeping it close to the chest.
Yes. The way we're trying to flatten the curve, you flatten the curve of reading your friendship.
Another option, retweet it all.
Hell yeah, dude. Retweet it all.
Guys, crazy story. And then you just hit retweet.
Yeah. And then it becomes a movie at fucking Sundance and James Franco's in it.
I mean, why not? Dream big.
Dream big, baby.
My buddy stole a pair of James Franco's boots at Sundance.
Oh.
Good for him.
Does he still wear them?
I think he still has them, yeah.
Wear them, bitches.
Were these new boots or boots that he wore on his feet, like, actively?
I think it was like he was at a gifting suite and got new boots and left his old boots behind.
Oh, I was truly hoping that your friend pushed James Franco down in the snow and pulled the boots off of him.
Oh, no.
Well, I guess, yeah, James didn't want the boots anymore. They're up for grabs.
Yeah, those are they're free public boots. Community boots, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to go on a very random tangent, but you said two words that were a story, and my brain was just like, you can talk.
You have to let them know.
Tell them. What if you don't get to tell them?
What if they never know the story? That happens to me sometimes where I'm like, I have to tell the story. And it's like, maybe it's like a bit of a story, but it's not long enough for me to have interrupted somebody. But this one was good. I like
this. This is a good story. I'm glad you told it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's awesome to hear.
Jacob, what's on your shirt?
It's like a sun with a star in its third eye and then like a moon around the sun.
Okay.
I like it.
It's a sassy sun too.
Yeah, she's pretty.
It's a very sassy.
She's
sun.
Looking good. Nice lips. Fun eyes.
Nice lips. Jacob, please don't fuck your shirt.
Not too late.
Is that from the mountain?
Yes, it is. As are all my shirts. That's
the mountain?
Jacob's favorite shirt store is the mountain.
Yeah.
Nice.
They've got great stuff. They recently changed some of their sizes and it's really been fucking me over.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's weird. I think they got like a different base t-shirt vendor and it's like, I just can't, I can't get the sizing right.
Ugh.
I'm sorry. You should write a letter to them. Dear the mountain, your sizing is not good.
It sounds like a cult. Like, I got it from the mountain.
The mountain. The mountain. You don't know about the mountain? Come join me on the mountain.
The mountain has everything you need. All right. Well, should we end this thing?
We did it.
We did it. We did it.
There was delay. We fought through it. The end, I think, is a little bit better. I think it's less of a delay. But, you know, this is quarantine podcasting, baby.
Yeah.
This is the world we're in.
Jacob, how can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jacob Wysocki. And you can also check out my podcast where I watched Fight Club for 72 hours straight on HeadGum. It's called I Don't Want to Talk About Fight Club Anymore. And Nicole's in an episode.
And honestly, I did it in Fight Club is the longest movie ever made. And it's bad. It's bad.
It's long and it's bad. And I watched it 31 times.
It's a bad movie.
Oh my God.
It's the worst. I can't believe you watched it that many times. Will you watch it ever again?
No, unless I do it again. which would just to be a do another 70. I was just thinking, like, what's the funniest option for another movie 3 days in a row? And I said, it's Fight Club again.
Like, that is funny. Yeah.
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
Don't fix it. That's such a weird saying. Who was the first person to try to fix something that wasn't broken? And why? Why were they trying to do that?
Teddy Roosevelt.
What?
That's a safe answer for a lot of historical things, I think.
What was he trying to fix?
The light bulb. And they were like, it's done, Teddy. It ain't broke. Stop trying to fix it. And he's like, it could be better.
Wow, this has been a nice history lesson. Thank you, Sashira. I'll be sure to repeat that to people.
Please don't. I don't think that's right.
No, I'm going to repeat that to people. I'm going to say, Sashir told me.
No need for the credit. You could just say you found it on your own.
You want to know what Sashir taught me today? That Teddy Roosevelt was fixing the light bulb.
Yeah, dude.
Didn't need to be.
I've never seen somebody mowed themselves any faster. Just absolutely mowed.
Immediately forgot what we just said.
Franklin, Eleanor.
A Roosevelt.
Well,
this has been Best Friends Friends.
Thanks, Jacob.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jacob.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta, because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members, because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.